People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
I'll get a sound check. Let me hear you, Jake.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? This is a check one and a two.
Right on.
My name is Jake Wiseman, and I'm here to say a party like a party every day.
Yes.
Is that good?
That's right on. All right. Welcome you. We're in Birmingham, Alabama. We are a Bruisapalooza. Jake Wiseman is not playing, but he recently dropped his new record. And just while he's here, I wanted to spend a little time with him. And I have a mission. I want Jake's Jaco to be the most famous Jaco. And that's what we're after.
How about number two? Jaco Pastorius is going to have to be number one.
Okay.
Getting into it, you gotta accept that. It's a childhood nickname. Rolling with it. There are, as it turns out, more than one Jaco out there. If you tell Alexa to play Jaco, you're going to end up in some other country, in some other town. Different music's not going to be mine. So, but maybe if I keep it up, the algorithm will turn in my favor.
I think so.
But we're going to try. If anyone interested, it's my friend Jeannie. She says, how do you spell Jaco? I said, it's just like taco with a J. So, but now she calls me Taco. It sort of backfired.
Yeah. It's wild how that goes down.
But I appreciate you having me. This is a cool thing to check out all the bands here at the Brewfest.
Yeah, right on. And I had to hit you up. I was coming to town, and like I knew that you were dropping your third album.
I've been spamming everybody well enough to where you got the word. I appreciate you finding out.
Yeah, and dude, I spent time with it on the drive up today. I've listened through it two times. Phenomenal job, dude.
Well, thank you. Third one out, third album in 3 years. It's kind of for me like a personal marathon. I'm not a runner, you know. But for me, and COVID kind of helped. You know, the little bit of the quiet time helped me kind of speed through. But yeah, it's been kind of a personal dream come true to finish solo records. I really didn't know if I had it in me. I was always been a drummer, played drums in different bands, but this is, and mostly a drummer, part-time strummer, but had to kind of embrace the strummer when there wasn't much drumming. But so this has been cool, and I appreciate you recognizing.
Yeah, man, and just like I've spent so much time with, like, this is album three, and I've spent time with all of them. It's like I love the development.
Thanks. And to me, it feels
you're
like
really refining it, and I believe this is your best work.
Thanks, and I thought that I think so too, and I appreciate that. These are the songs that I haven't gotten sick of as fast as the other, so that tells me something. And they're a little bit shorter, and so I feel like I've, whatever you could say, I tighten the screws a little bit. Each album has just been, excuse me, it's just been me and Les Newbie, the only two people that you hear on the records. Of course, he was an old bandmate of mine in Vulture Whale.
That's right.
And he has an awesome solo career, and he's pretty busy producer here in town. But, yeah, he plays the shreddier parts on all the records, like the good solos and the stuff. But yeah, it's a good friend to work with, and we've been doing it three times in a row, and I guess I'll just keep going. I don't really have much of a plan, but I'm going to try to get a band together in the next year and play some of these songs.
Yeah,
because I've been sitting in the studio too long.
So, I mean, last time we got up together, I mean, we were in the middle of the pandemic, and we talked a little bit about like how it was helpful for your creative process. Now that we're somewhat have the venues opening back up, and like the idea of playing out live in front of a crowd has begun to show itself again, is putting a band together and Like, what's up with the creative process now that you finished your third album?
I'd always had the idea of doing three and going pretty fast and doing them and not really taking a breath and or taking any time to do any shows and just finishing it because I feel like I'm just kind of getting a late start at it actually. But now that the three are done, yes, I do want to get a crew together. But I've been sort of, just like everybody else, kind of sticking my pinky finger out and into the new world of getting back together with shows and stuff. And I've been anxious to see all the bands that I like. And I'm a relative unknown artist, but so I didn't want to be one of the first on the scene. You'd be like, who the hell is Jocko, or Taco? We were here to see the Dexateens or whatever.
Right.
So I feel like I always thought I would, once I saw the things coming back, I figured, hey, I'll just wait till the dust clears. Maybe 2022, I'll slide in and open up for somebody. So that's kind of the point. I'll get around next year.
I got a music festival coming up at the house, and maybe Jocko can make the grand premiere.
I need to... I'm at square
one. I think that's a good setting for it.
I would love to. I probably ought to just try a solo thing, but I really would like to find some guys to play with. Of course, all the guys that I know that play are already in nine bands. So I'll just basically drop the gauntlet out now. If anybody out there, wants to listen to some stuff, just go to Taco. I'm just going Jocko Songs, plural.com, and you can listen. And if you like it, feel free to. Hit me up if you play bass or drums or guitar. I really would love to meet new people. I kind of think I'm going to need to meet new people to get a band.
Yeah, like you said, so many people at Cornelius Chapel and even like Wes or Les and all these cats. God, they're in so many bands right now.
They're already in a bunch of great bands. So I'd kind of like to find some cats that have time to play some shows. I really am anxious to do it. And in more ways than one, I'm kind of eager to do it, but also nervous, because I haven't really done it enough, but definitely on the horizon.
And I think we talked about this a little bit last time we spoke, but like just coming from Vulture Well to Jocko now is like, just to pick your brain a little bit about the process and like just making the music completely your own, like was it tough, like being a drummer to... writing all these parts out and then getting people to help flesh it out? Or what was that like?
I'll say I've always kind of had little music ideas floating around, and I've been one of those people that just like carrying around little recorders, like running off to the corner when I have an idea and humming some little tune together and to mine it later, not knowing if I would or not, but always being content drumming. But when, a lot of the guys in Vulture Well started going different directions, I said, hey, whoa, I guess it looks like I have some time here. So then I started dusting all that stuff off. And really, the challenge was just learning the songwriting craft and just kind of learning self-recording and just basically all this stuff that a lot of folks had already learned in their 20s. Here I'm trying to learn it later in life.
Right on.
After just being a drummer. Drummers just set up the hardware and then go smoke a cigarette. Didn't really learn how to turn knobs or connect wires, so I always kind of had it easy. So I feel like I've had to kind of educate myself on a lot of stuff, on the recording and technical processes, including the songwriting. So that's really been the hardest, but extremely rewarding, as anybody will tell you. It's finished one song even, which I wasn't sure I could even do, but I did feel like I figured out a process and got organized and... Because the ideas were, the fragments were there. They just needed a process to like finish them and some discipline, which I'm not the most disciplined person in the world,
Yeah, and so did you find like during 2020 with everything shut down, is like, did you find that time as being able to really hone your craft?
I did kind of, sad and depressing as it all was, you find yourself at home, and I already kind of had the little home studio situated, so I actually found some nice solace in that and did find some quiet time to finish stuff, and so yeah, it helped, but it's a terrible way for things to come together.
For sure.
I don't want to say thanks COVID or anything.
Yeah, but and I want to ask you this, is like, I'm excited for the Waitsman family band. How is that going?
Well, thanks, man. Yeah. I've got two boys, and my 7-year-old can play the straight beat. Like, he can play mostly any AC/DC song. And the 4-year-old just likes to scream, basically just like Brian Johnson. But I do see that happening maybe eventually at some point. And I'm trying to be the dad that's not like only going to rock, you know, trying to keep him well-rounded. But and I try not to push him. Even though I always want to jam, I'm scared of like shying him away from that or over dominating. But anyway, they're finding it on their own, and there's definitely a small junior drum set in the house for them to sit on.
And let me ask you this, because I believe a lot of parents wonder this, especially if, you know, maybe they don't want their son or daughter to play sports and they want them to be in the music, but it's somewhat incredibly hard for people who may not be musically inclined. Like, they'll sign them up for music lessons, but that's not really what the child wants. It's like, I mean, how did you find getting your kids into it? How did that
basically
come to be?
I've always tried to, like, show them the physics. Like I've always air drummed around them and air guitared around them, so and tried to explain, like, so you hear that? That's some drums. Over here, that's the bass. I've tried to explain to them what they're hearing so that they could, I don't know, visualize things better.
Yeah.
I never really had that. I kind of like didn't understand music until dumb later in life, like, well, what all was going on. But yeah, I've tried to show them just the parts and break it down and show them what it looks like so that they can kind of, so it's not so intimidating or demystified for them if they choose to do it. And it seems like it's, you know, semi working, but that could all backfire on me, certainly.
Yeah.
But lessons, we haven't had any formal lessons, but they're probably getting to the point where they'll probably want to do that, because listening to dad is kind of like not cool anymore.
Yeah.
It'll start to be.
Well, I got 3 more questions.
I'm up.
So just being here at Brewsapalooza is like, who are some of the bands that you are most excited to see, if not all? Why are you here?
I'm definitely here because I've got a lot of friends that are playing, and, you know, I love Results of Adults and GT and, you know, of course, anything that Taylor and Wes and are involved with. So we got the Blips and of course, the Dexateens. And I knew I would see Ham Bagby out here tonight. And just so I've kind of been one of those, you know, cloistered pandemic people. And so getting out to the shows has been few and far between. But, you know, this is great. You know, you hesitate, and then you come out, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is why, you know.
Yeah.
So this is one of those times. I knew I couldn't miss it.
I knew I was gonna be out today, and I had to hit you up last night. It's like, Jake, I got to see you.
Well, I'm glad you did. I definitely planned on coming, and I appreciate you hitting me up. And, again, thanks for, you know, catching the spam, and I sent you the – I'll give you a CD. The album comes out December 3rd, and, you know, it'll just be me spamming you on Facebook. But hopefully a show soon, you know.
And I will definitely be playing it here on the show. And, man, I got to say, it's just, once again, question number 2, then we got one more more out, is, once again, plug social media and with Jaco Songs on Instagram. It's always a treasure when you post your drum videos.
Well, thank you. I need to do more drum videos. I try to keep it, you know, there's a guy named Daniel Long who has that show on Birmingham Mountain Radio.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to, and he's kind of right when he says that all drummers are also sort of like part-time comedians.
I agree with that.
So I have a hard time posting a drum video without sort of like being goofy.
I can't get
serious yet, but thank you. So I don't, you know, I'm one of those not take myself too seriously types.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the comedy, but they're not Tenacious D songs, I should point out. The songs are serious, but I am a goofball.
he's also my meme lord. Jake has developed a few memes for Porch Talk.
Oh, that's right. I think I photoshopped you, your photo.
I met Obama once.
That's right. I put you on in the. That's right. Anytime I can, you know, I love to goof around and just help and just contribute. And I'm just a dork like that. So always hit me up.
And so, last question to walk it out the door, and we got GT playing right
now.
Yes,
we do.
Is we plug social media. Is year 2022? Is Jaco going to be working on album 4, or what is on the book for you?
This is what I think. looking to not dive too hard into a full-length album because I know how much time that takes, and I know that it means that you can't get a band together. So my goal is to just do like sort of like EP style, like one or two tracks, because I've got the distribution now. I can just kind of log on and release a track anytime I want. And so, you know, having completed three records feels cool. I'm going to try to just do a couple of tracks at a time, find that band, and then maybe album four later. But yeah, thanks for asking. I've got a ton of stuff to do, just finding the time, but the full-length album sounds a little intimidating. I'd like to kind of see what people are up to, jam around, and just do one or two tracks in the year and relax a little bit.
Right on. Well, Jake, thank you so much for taking the time, man. It's always a pleasure to get up with you.
Alan, I appreciate you, my friend. Thanks for everybody for listening.
Let's go enjoy the show.
Let's do it.
I wanted to leave, I wanted to ride. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.